Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to MidWatch with the Rev. God bless you so much. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast. Amen. We are so glad that you are here on a Monday, on the first Monday of November, November 2nd. How hard was it to get into that job today? How hard was it to barely make it to lunch? I know it's hard for a lot of us, and that's understandable. You know, Monday madness, as they call it. Everything's urgent. And you know what? It's going to repeat again next Monday. Next Monday, it's going to be the same thing, the same exact thing. Probably different deadlines and different results, but it repeats. Yes, it does. So I want to tell you right now that we're here. We're on the air. We're here to help you get through the rest of the year. 3-4 hour shift if you work at 9 to 5, or from 10 to 6, whatever. We're here for an hour, right here with you on MidWatch with the Rev. I want to tell you that we're doing some good things. I know that a lot of y'all tuned into my webinar on the 29th, this past Thursday. That was an amazing thing. That was amazing because that right there gave us the push that we needed. Just a simple little push that we needed just to get ourselves on the air, to get our shows going, to get our shows going. We're going to be doing some video, and hopefully this video, starting this Wednesday, we're going to start recording MidWatch. We're going to start airing it, and we haven't quite got all the way we're going to cycle through it, but you know what? We're trying. The other day, if I can just get your attention real quick. The other day, I had a blessed week last week. Last week was a crazy week. I don't know if you were listening to the show all week, but we had two shows. We, of course, rebroadcast the open house last Monday, and then we broadcast two shows, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday. We did some shows, and then on Thursday, I had the webinar in the evening, but I went out to a pastor's meeting, and it was called Revolution from Pastor Mike Salazar, so... For you guys that don't remember Pastor Mike, he comes on our show every single Wednesday. He's with me most of the time, and he gets the shows going on leadership. And well, it was basically a good leadership meeting with a lot of pastors there. I'd say about 40, maybe 50 pastors. They're all there, and they're under his not really an umbrella, but his mentorship and stuff. And it was good to see people and meet people. And we picked up another radio host, Daniel Vasquez. He's going to be on our station as well. So we're getting people. We're getting people here. I mean, we're getting people that are making a difference in their community. He has a private Christian school, of course, and a church. And he's pretty busy. And he will be on the air. We're supposed to meet up for lunch this week and talk about things and see what we're going to be doing. But I know one thing, my friends. I know one thing. It was a divine time because I learned a couple of things. And one thing and they're talking about leadership and about trying to get things done. And that's what these shows are here for. These shows are here to encourage you. Amen. I mean, we talk about faith. We talk about leadership. We talk about relationships, love, romance. But we talk about everything in a positive way. You have your very own 1 hour personal coach. That's me, David Yanez, your personal coach, trying to get you to the next level in your love relationship with your spouse or your dating relationship, or maybe you're messed up from some past relationships. Well, you know what? That's what my book's out there, Almost Out of Grace. Give you some insight. We're gonna talk about that. I need to talk about a few things today, so we're gonna get into a teaching a little bit later. But what we're gonna talk about first is gonna be what we learned at that conference, and it was a busy week. It was a busy, busy, busy week. We were so busy last week. I even had to get some stuff done. And we were just running around trying to get things moving, trying to get things together. And it was crazy because I thought the open house was a crazy thing. But then getting the webinar, we had to go record this show. And plus, we had to finish the set. The television set wasn't finished. You cannot tell on the video. My friend, Timothy Dipp, he likes to be called just Brother Timothy. I try to give him a title as cameraman, producer, or whatever. He's like, no, just call me Brother Timothy. Don't even put my name on the credits. I don't know if he thought the video was that bad or he just really was that humble. But either way, he was excited. He was so excited to see that we put this thing together. And he's been offering his help for so long. So, I mean, that's pretty good that he could actually take the time to help get things edited and get things put together. It takes a lot of work to get a video. I've learned, I mean, I used to do video a while back all the time. And I used to be pretty good at it, and I still think I am. Not, you know, tooting my own horn here, but that's fine. And one thing that I learned, and this is what I learned, is that no matter how much time you put in audio, you're going to have to put 3 to 4 more time in video. Because audio, I can cut a show. And most of my shows are live. Now, occasionally, I will record one. Occasionally, I will. And I will, like last Wednesday, I recorded that one on the 28th, the Halloween Fright Night. I recorded that, and I was able to cut it, record it, and put it everything together within an hour. That's the show itself, the edited portion, and uploading it to the player within an hour. Well, we don't have that luxury in video. There is no forgiveness in video for time. You shoot the thing, you have to set everything up, the lights, the key lights, the backlights, the ambience around you. You have to do so much. Then you have to do sound checks, get everything right, because every day it's different. And well, it's just crazy. Well, I thank God that I have a very, very, very loving pastor who has allowed me to take one more room upstairs where the station's at. I'm able to get another room to do the actual studio, which we were painting, and he agreed that we can get anything we needed from the church to keep building the set. So my set was built kind of off the wall there, but we did pretty good. I'm telling you, you look at the video and you think it was just done by a couple of great professional people, and it was good. The webinar was good. It was talking about the attraction of the Christian married man and Christian married woman. Now, I know that you may have looked at it, and it was a good 22 minute show. It was a good 22-minute seminar, or I call them webisodes. It was a good webisode, and we're going to have the next one on November 19th. So I want you to write that down. If you got a pen right now, or a calendar, or even your phone, type it in right now. Write it down. Put this marker down. On KeepingMyMarriage.com, that is KeepingMyMarriage.com, we're going to have our next webinar, our next webisode, on November 19th at 7:30. Now, the title of this one will be "The Grass Is Never Greener on the Other Side." It's going to be talking about people thinking about leaving their homes to go and build another home with someone else. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about some of the downfalls, some of the signs, what you're trying to see. And if you looked at this last webinar, the attraction of the married Christian married man, Christian married woman, you will see this, my friends. You will see that I will give you very much simplicity and give you love. You know, I will joke about it, and I will be firm about it too. But at the same time, I'm giving you the same loving spirit you get here on the radio. I'm putting it through the airways, and it's going to take some time to get my timing down on TV, because TV is completely different. Like I said, it took us maybe 20 minutes to shoot this thing, but it took us more than an hour to get the place set up. And then it took us more than 2 hours to get the thing edited, and that was because we had to wait for everything to render. And oh man, I miss doing video, but I don't miss the time waiting for rendering. Oh Lord, that is something I'm going to have to get used to again and allot my time. Well, we're able to put it on the air, and we wanted to go live, but since we didn't have the set built and everything ready, and we wanted to first just shoot it and see if it looked good. Well, it was good enough to that I was like, hey, let's run with it. It's good. It was a good take. It was a good show, and we went with it. Now, what did the webinar talk about? Well, it talked about several things. Now, we're going to cover this webinar just a little bit. We're going to cover the pastor's conference that I came out of today, last week. We're going to cover that today as well. We're going to talk about my book, Almost Out of Grace. And on the first segment. The second segment is the pastor's conference, and Almost Out of Grace is the third segment. And then the fourth segment, we're going to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness. I think that a lot of us don't forgive ourselves for things that we have done wrong, special things that we have probably done that may have hurt other people and stuff, even things in relationships, and we're not going to get into it now, but we're going to talk about that in the last 15 minutes of the show, last half hour or so. All right, well, on the webinar, it was an amazing webinar. I talked about several things that were key factors key factors in how we make decisions on leaving or on finding someone else in our relationships. The key factors, if I can go over them really quick with you. Let me see if I have my notes from the webinar. And I'm sure I do. I have everything always around me. I'm here. They're actually here at the studio. Cool. I have all my notes. Now, in the webinar, I said attraction of the Christian married woman and the Christian married man. Why did I pick that? Well, because you know what? The Christian man's always going to look more handsome, smell more handsome, always going to look more. You're getting a little more in depth here because we didn't cover this part in the first seminar, but we're going to cover it a little bit, and I'm going to have to remember some of this stuff to add in. But there are always going to be someone that looks more attractive to you and stuff when they're walking in. Why? Because it's the anointing. It's the anointing of God on their lives. The anointing of God on their lives is first of all, the attraction. They may be handsome. They may be whatever. They may be all that you want. But it's the anointing of God that is drawing you to them. You love the anointing that's in them. You may get to know this person through work, through an association, through Little League, through soccer practice, through school outings with the kids, and this person may look very appealing to you. You tend to spend a little bit of time with them, whether it's at work or whether it's through other things. You spend time with them. So you begin to grow this bond, and you begin to feel, I guess, that you know them well. Well, beyond all that, the four key points I want you to know is that the attraction is the anointing. The attraction is the anointing. And the other thing is that you may enjoy this person's company. You may even think about them when you're not around them. But it's not yours to take. If they're married, they're married. You must find something or someone else. Now, this is some of the stuff we covered. If you want to watch the full thing, I have generously put this on the website for you under the TV Channel 1. TV Channel 1 on Rev Media Network. So just, when we're done, don't do it now, but when we're done, go click on over there to TV Channel 1. Turn it on, and there I am. I'll be talking to you this complete set of notes that I'm going through. I'm just giving you a quick highlighted version because we got a lot to cover today. So I just want to make sure that we got this information to you and let you know how great the webinar was. So the webinar, the anointing is the attraction. Their love for God. Their passion for God. Maybe there's a couple of things voided in your life. Like attention. Who's not going to enjoy attention? Come on now. Who is not going to enjoy attention? Who is not going to enjoy someone raving about them, how beautiful they are, and how well they look today? And who is not going to want that, notice that, and enjoy that? I guarantee you would. I guarantee you would enjoy that. I guarantee that you would, with all your heart, enjoy that. That it wouldn't be a problem. That you'd enjoy it, that you'd see it as a, not only a compliment, but as maybe they're attracted to you as well. Maybe that's what you begin to think because of the compliments and stuff. And like when you work with someone, you're going to automatically have a bond. It's called the work bond. You hear people talking about their work husband, work wife, and that's because they're usually there more times, hours of the day with that person than they are at home. Well, there's a boundary there. There's a boundary that you got to set. There's a boundary you got to put together. And you got to stick to this boundary. You cannot cross it. You cannot walk across it. You got to stick with it. And this boundary says that you need to know your limits. You got to know when to stop flirting around. You got to learn when not to hug someone too much. I'm a hugger. I love hugging. You got to know when you have to step back and when you're getting out of control. Everybody say this with me. I have to know when I get out of control. Better yet, say this. I can get out of control. Say it one more time. I can get out of control. Now, if you get out of control, you will end up crossing your boundaries. And that's why you got to put some boundaries out there. That's why you're going to get some boundaries. Well, these webinars, as I put them out there, are just the forefront of the teachings. And I'm giving you a little snippet of what I'm going to start putting together, which is counseling. On each of these webinars, on everything that we do online via video, there will be a teaching to follow that you can actually join and be a part of my counseling sessions. They're going to be on sale for the remarkable price of only $5. That's correct. $5. You're going to be able to download whatever ones you want for $5 each, or well, I figured out how much it would be for unlimited access. We will eventually have that as well. So we're building that. I'm trying to make counseling affordable for those that need counseling. A lot of people sometimes don't like sitting in counseling and confronting their fears and confronting their anxieties. But you know what? We're going to break that down. We're going to make a no-excuse type counseling. And I know that it's best to sit down and talk to them and get a good view of who they are and how they're acting versus doing stuff kind of blind-sided here where they don't see who you are and don't know who you are. But there's times when we'll build that trust. When they hear the counseling and they feel that they're getting something out of it, well, just maybe they're going to come around. And they'll give a call and say, look, I want to make a one-on-one interview with you. And that's what I'm looking for. God told me years ago that I was going to help the broken in marriages, that I was going to be a rebuilder of those that are broken, that are hurting. I was going to be a healer of relationships. Now I know that God's used me and will use me in the future even more as a healer and with the power and of God to heal people. I know that's coming up. And I know that each of us have to realize that we are called to do His work. Now we're going to cover that in the next segment. We're still covering the webinar, and there's some key points that I learned at this conference that I want to get to you because they were good. They were good, and I know that those that are listening will appreciate this. I want to welcome everyone that is just tuning in from our last broadcast. And you heard Pastor Cliff McKern, and you're just joining the service show right now, I want to welcome you. Pastor Cliff is one of our newest hosts, and I haven't built his page yet because he hasn't sent me a picture yet. So I got to email him today or tomorrow and get that picture sent out. But we are growing, my friends, and I'm going back and forth on subjects, but I'm just trying to talk with you and let you know that God is good, that God is awesome, that God is building in you. Now, I'm giving you a little bit of a background on the webinar, giving you a little bit of the goals for the webinar, because the webinar is going to draw people in every month to video. We're going to have archives of the webinar. But, my friends, I may change the passwords every month. I'm not sure. I'm still thinking it out. And then we're going to have the little web counseling. We can call them webisodes. For each webinar, there'll be 2 to 3 counseling things to them, and you can download them. You'll be able to download them for like $5, I think. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be a PowerPoint presentation alongside the video presentation that I'm gonna walk with you. It's gonna be like a working counseling guide there. I think it's going to be awesome. I think we're going to see some awesome things come from it. Now, I'm going to continue on the webinar just real quick. I got like 5 pages of notes, and I know that that would take up the majority of the time because unlike video, and we're trying to keep them down to 20 minutes. And the reason being is most people will not sit in front of a monitor for more than 20 minutes or 10 minutes at a time. That's why YouTube's only 10 minutes. And yes, we're placing this on YouTube this next week. So I'm praying for some good results. And I'm praying that there's going to be just this awesome, awesome catalyst for all this. For purchasing of my book. And why do I want to put this book in your hands? Why? Well, we're going to cover that in the third segment. Almost Out of Grace has been touching people's lives. I'm going to give you some testimonies. I'm going to give you some bizarre testimonies. Bizarre. And we're going to see what, we're going to let you know what's going on. Now, the webinar, I think that what was interesting was that there was a lot of women that signed up for that one. And a few guys, but mainly women. And I knew it. I knew it when I put that together that we're going to get a huge falling from women on that. And I don't know if they knew, but their passwords are still allowing them in access to see that whenever they want. It's there. But it's on for a limited time. It's on RevMediaNetwork.com on TV Channel 1. So just go to TV Channel 1 after this broadcast or whatever you want, and you'll be able to check that out at any time. Now, trying to find out here. There's four things that you know when you're falling for someone. And I'm gonna tell you what it is. When you think about them all the time, and you be at work and they're not in the office, and you wonder where they're at that day, and you just wonder where they're at. Other thing is, when Fridays become the worst day, because you know you're not going to see them till Monday, so you know that Fridays are becoming worse and worse for you, that you're not going to spend time with them, and that you're not going to see them, and you're going to be sad, because you know that they have their families, and that's fine. They have their own families, and they're going to have to do what they got to do, so you're not going to be able to see them. When you are excited to go to work, and you're getting your clothes ready, and Monday is no longer the doom and gloom day. You're excited to get there. You're excited to be at work. And the fourth thing, when you start altering or changing your habits. That is what, okay, let me give you an example. Well, you drop a waist size. You're not eating. You're getting in shape. You're exercising more. You're grooming yourself better. Not that you were a slob before. Now, don't get me wrong. We're not saying that. But what we are saying is you were trying. You're trying to make yourself look good. Make yourself look better. My friends, beware. Because you may be all excited, and you know what? They may be excited. They may be excited as well. Hey, we got the chat tango up. Hey, someone send me a chat. Come on. Someone out there that's listening right now, let's do some dialogue with the Rev. Chat tango's up. Send me something. Let me know you're listening out there, my friends. Let me know. I need to know. But I tell you, those four things, if you notice those four things in your life, then my friends, you got the whole webinar in your pocket right there. Because you're starting to feel things, and then maybe they are feeling things, but what you're feeling, I'm going to tell you this, is the counterfeit. It's a counterfeit. Anything that sets itself up to be the real thing when it's not is a counterfeit. And you might say, no, I don't receive that. In the name of Jesus, I don't receive it. Bat demon, get back! Lying devil. Well, I'm no lying devil. I'm just telling you that if it sets itself up to be God's perfect will, and it's not God's plan for God's will, God's mandate for you at this time, and it sets itself up against the Word of God, then it's a counterfeit. It is a counterfeit, and you got to deal with it. A lot of men of God have fallen because of the counterfeit. A lot of men of God have walked the walk because of the counterfeit. My friends, when you do have that person in your life that is exciting and powerful and all that, he's not or she's not going to be married. Amen? God will never send you someone that's married and say, wait till they get divorced. Because God hates divorce and doesn't have it in his plan for anyone. It happens. It's one of those things that happens. Now, my friends, I want you to think. I want you to really think about the counterfeit. Because if you have a counterfeit in your life, counterfeit emotions, counterfeit attention, counterfeit whatever, you think, wait a minute, they seem so committed to me. They spend time with me. They give me attention. It feels good. Beware, my friends. Beware of the counterfeit. Because I tell you, that is when you will fall. If you do not stay away from that counterfeit, you will fall. You will hit the floor hard and you won't get up. You won't. Not for a long time. Not for a long time. Maybe this has happened to you. Maybe you've been through this. Maybe your heart has seen. Maybe your heart has seen the work of God in a powerful way. But you've allowed yourself to be derailed, if we want to call it that. Derailed or misled. Well, I tell you, my friends, it's not going to happen if you keep your great calling. Will never happen if you give away your heart like that. Read your scripture, Proverbs 14:12. Proverbs 14:12. You write that down, please. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seemeth right to man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seemeth right to man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We may think we are right. We may think that we are right, but in reality, we are just lying to ourselves. When we get involved or fantasize about a Christian man or woman, let me tell you, my friends, let me tell you this. There were two men in the Bible that had a choice. Two men in the Bible that had a choice. And for the sake of time, we're just going to give you the scripture. For the sake of time, we're just going to give you the scriptures. I'm going to give you, read these on your own. 1 Samuel 11:1. 1 Samuel 11:1. And also in Genesis, I believe it's chapter 12, verses 14 and 20. So, 1 Samuel 11:1-5. And Genesis 12:14-20. And I tell you this. Two men had an opportunity. One man that loved God with all his heart to not do the wrong thing. And the other one that really didn't know much of God but knew of his power and knew that he was real. But did not follow. Did not walk with him. One of these men was my favorite character, who's found in 1 Samuel 11:1-5. And that is David. David was one of the greatest men of God in battle, strong and loved king, devoted heart to God, but had flaws when it came to ladies. He liked to play the ladies, from what others would say. And what David did was that he was supposed to be in a battle, supposed to be fighting, supposed to be leading, but he kind of sent back and went back and he allowed his main guys to do everything for him. He didn't go into battle. He didn't go out there, and he just hanging out. Well, I always say this, my friend. This is what I always say. You know, there's a saying, idle time is the devil's minefield. That's an old saying. And I'd say this, it's almost similar. When you have too much play time, when you have too much time on your hands, something's going to go wrong. I don't know how I used to say it, but it used to be something like, when there's too much play time, then you're going to end up doing something wrong. When you're not keeping active for God and you just let your mind wander, you don't do anything, you get lazy, then you're not going to be able to stand tall for God when time comes. Your guard's going to be down because you're not ready to fight. You're just wandering around. You're not on your best game. Because I tell you what, the enemy does not rest. Ever, ever, ever. The enemy does not rest. And he is going to continue to come after you, no matter what. No matter what, my friends, he will continue to come after you. He will. Now, let's get this going here. So David was on his rooftop, seeing Bathsheba. And when he seen Bathsheba, he's like, "Ooh, that girl looked good." He's like, "Wow, who is this woman?" He sat there, watched her bathe. From his rooftop, he's watching her bathe. And then he's like, "I need to investigate this." And he called his servants. And they went and told her who it was. She was already married. They told her she was wife to Uriah. And he sat there for a sec, just thought, "I need to check out this chick. Bring her over here." Yes, what are they going to tell him? "No, no, sir, she's married." No, he had all authority. Here you go. Here she is. David was trapped. David was trapping his old self. How is he trapping his old self? Well, if a woman looks gorgeous and beautiful from about, I don't know, 200 feet up, who knows how tall his roof was? Does not say. He was the king's house, which is usually the tallest building there. King's room. He's on top of his roof. I see this woman bathing, and he's got all excited about that. How do you think when she comes in adorned and gorgeous and in her best gown and completely dolled up, do you think you're going to stop yourself when you can have anything you want? No, you're not. Well, you're saying, "Well, the Bible don't say that she was adorned in all her best outfit." Well, you're going to go see the king. You're not going to wear your house shoes and have rollers in your hair and wear a robe. You're going to be decked out the best, the prettiest, the most gorgeous thing. You showing respect, but you're also showing off who you are to meet the king. So that's how that went down. And, well, you know the story. He took her. Man of God, loved God with all his heart, did not make the right decision. Why? Because he wasn't completely in with all his strength, with all his guards up. He gave in quickly. Maybe you can. Maybe you can. Maybe I can. Who knows? We cannot allow ourselves to put in that position. Other person. Genesis 12. I believe it's verses 14 to 20. Genesis 12. The Pharaoh, when he seen Moses wasn't even born yet. When he seen Abraham's beautiful wife Sarah, he asked them to bring her to him, and they brought him to him. And at this point, he thought that that was Abraham's sister, because that's what Abraham told him, and let everybody know, oh, this is my sister, because he didn't want to get killed. What happened? Well, a plague hit Pharaoh's house, and Pharaoh knew that this woman, very superstitious people, the Egyptians, he knew that it was wrong to touch this woman because of the curses and things that were happening. The curses, the plague. So he knew that a curse was coming upon him. Very superstitious. Not that he loved God or respected God. He respected his power. And he stepped back. He said, no, I can't touch this woman. She goes, this is your wife. He told Abraham that, or Abram that. And Abram's like, whoa, yes it is. Well, why did you tell me that it wasn't? And he goes, well, you know what? Go, take her, get out of here. And don't nobody touch him. Let them go. Now, he could have kept these curses, could have kept coming on them, and these plagues and whatever. And he could have went ahead and had her and made him his wife. But he stepped back and he said, no, this ain't right. I don't want any of this if this is going to come up. A man that didn't know God, a man that didn't love God or follow God, but followed superstition and ritual, he made the right decision. And a man that loved God and was crazy about God couldn't make the right decision. What's going on with that? So my friends, everything's easy. It's easy to accept and receive the counterfeit. But why did the one did it and the other one didn't? There was a total sanctity about the Pharaoh's decision that he said, this is sanctified. I cannot touch this. Not out of respect and love, but just out of fear itself. Sometimes that's what it takes, fear. You got to not want to do wrong, my friends. You don't want to see that come into your life. The counterfeit. But that was a webinar. It was a good show. It was very good. I hope you enjoyed part of it there. And we covered a little bit of it. We got about 15 minutes left. So we're going to take a quick commercial. And we'll be right back. God bless you. We'll be right back. As soon as I find the commercial to play.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I've written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence. Through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Welcome back, my friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time again. And we're going to just trying to get some stuff moved around here. But thank you again for taking the time just to hear us and just to see what we've been up to and how we've been getting things going here. Well, that was pretty much the webinar. It was pretty good. Now, just to give you a quick note of the pastor's thing, and I might talk about it a little bit on on Wednesday with Pastor Mike. So I'm going to cover just a few minutes of that. And we probably can squeeze in one of my testimonies of my book or something to wrap up the show. But the pastor's conference was really good. And like I said, it was fresh after making that video and really feeling that God has been calling me to get back to do video and stuff. It was fresh off of that. It was exciting. It was good. And four things that I learned. They're not that I learned, but that just charged me up. The four things that I learned is one thing, that we are transparent as leaders. We are transparent. No matter what. This is from one of the pastors there. He was speaking there for a few minutes, shared a testimony, talked to us for a little bit. But he said that we should never be challenged, never be threatened, or never feel threatened or challenged in position that the people that are coming up behind us, or that we are grooming to be taking over the show, or taking over ministry, and taking over things for us, that we should never be threatened by them. We should want the best player on the team to be with us. That we have to be transparent, just as the light is shining on us, because we are the ones that are up in front. We are the ones that are on the air here. We are the ones that are doing things. That the light is shining on us, that we have to be transparent to those that we live with, those that we work with, those that we minister to, and those that we're accountable with. We have to be a light shining to them. And our life needs to be transparent to them. It needs to be seen in and out, no matter what. It needs to be seen. I thought that was good. Because it's true, we should never be threatened, but we all should always feel that people can look right through us and see who we really are. The other thing was, do not fear to fail. Do not fear to fail. You have to not be able to fear to fail. I think that spoke to me a lot. I think out of everything that was there, I think that spoke one of the most for me. And that was this. It was because we're always putting things together. And, you know, you don't always get the numbers that you want to see. And people around you will always measure your success by numbers. And I told you this before on my show, and I tell you this again on my show, is God does not measure by numbers. He measures by heart, commitment, and you being there and doing what you got to do. In other words, showing up. So don't fear to fail. Pastor Charles last night on a show, he talked about Abraham Lincoln always failing, and everything he did basically all his life was a failure, and he would still get up and try something new. He would try and run for Congress. He would try and run for a party position in his political party. He would get up and run a business that fell and was bankrupt. He would try to get the vice presidency seat, and he didn't even get 100 votes. And he failed and failed and failed miserably in many things, but he was good in what he did, but it just didn't work out. But eventually, he got up, and he would stand up and become president. After trying several times on that as well, he eventually became president. And one thing that he shared, and I'm going to try and get this quote right, he said, "I guess if I would have fallen, it would have been worse," talking about his failures, "but I only counted all these things as a slippery slope or slippery step that I have not fallen yet. So all his shortcomings, everything that fell apart, everything that didn't work out, all this stuff, he considered it not a failure, but just as a slippery slip, not as falling. Well, the young man that was shared about the fearing the failure, not to fear the failure, he started a work with orphans around the country. And what he did talk about was putting this stuff together. And he was always praying and hiding behind his prayer in a way. that he knew that if he tried to get out and do something, he was afraid he was not going to succeed. He was afraid it was not going to work out, that it just didn't make it. And he did not want to be successful. He did not want to be successful. Okay, did I tie that one? Okay. He did not want to be a failure for God. But a lot of good things are born out of failure sometimes. Sometimes when you do fail, it builds something in you. And he shared about that. He said, you know what? The whole reason I didn't start this orphanage things eons ago was because I did not want to make a failure happen. Because I wasn't sure if I could do this. So eventually he just jumped in. He did this. His mentor told him he was a day late. In other words, get going on it now. You're a day late. Get going on it now. And I tell you this, he realized something, and what he realized was that this whole thing that we do is based on just doing it and believing that it's going to happen. Now, the organizer of the event talked about repentance, that we should be able to repent all the time. That we should be able to repent and have like a spiritual shower, just like we do our physical shower every day, praise God. Have a spiritual shower, which is repent. Repent, repent, repent. That way you have a clean slate, clean heart, clean mind every time you come before God. Now the other person, well, another thing on repentance, the other thing was relationships. That we need to continue having a network like we're having. And be able to have good, strong relationships. Strong relationships. That we have to be able to, and we talked about that, being accountable one to another, but also Lone Ranger need a Tonto. We need each other. No one can do this work by themselves. If you think you can, I'm sorry, you're not going to get far. You're not going to get far. Now, the last speaker, which was the keynote speaker, he spoke about one thing, and that was showing up. He said, I'm not the best preacher. I'm not even the best person to write. Or he goes, but I have several books out, and I need to call his agent. I have several books out, and I've been successful in many things. He goes, but I never count myself. I've preached in big churches. I've done many things. I've done big crusades and been across over the world preaching. He goes, but do I count myself anything? He goes, no. He goes, I pretty much just show up. If God, he goes, the secret to my success is this. And this is what he said. And it was Doug Stringer from Turning Point Ministries. And he said, I just show up. I make it a habit to just go where God tells me to do. Go where God tells me to go and do what God tells me to do. And by doing that, I've been successful. By doing that, I've been having a good time doing what God has told me to do. He goes, I haven't had to try and toot my own horn. People toot it for me. Because I'm not into that. I'm not into the name thing. I'm not into the, I've done this and I've done that. He goes, I am into doing what God has me to do. Very good. Very humble man. Very loving man. Very intelligent man. Very intelligent. I really feel that. I felt the intelligence off this man. Very strong. Very strong and very humble. And those guys like that, they're going to be always busy. But it's amazing how he spent some time. And we're actually at his building. He has a building that God blessed him with. And we're at his building, which he has a portion of it for the ministry, a portion of it for regular businesses and stuff that rent places out, I suppose. But he did a good talk about that. Just showing up. Just show up where God tells you to show up at. Don't worry. Don't worry. Just show up where God tells you to show up. I want you to be encouraged, my friends, that by showing up, you're going to see some great things happen. You're going to see some awesome things happen in your ministry. Don't fear to fail. Don't fear to fail. Show up, repent, and build relationships. And be transparent. Those are the things that you need to have in your life. Those are the things that you need to have in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. Just a quick testimony about my book, Revelation Ministries. Let me give you my address and my P.O. box. My email address, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. My address is Midwatch with the Rev or Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You can write the show there. You can ask us about topics and stuff, or maybe you want to get one of the broadcasts that just aired. If you have missed a broadcast, you can look on the archives. Look at the archives, and you will see the shows. And you will see everything from when we started going 5 days a week. Now, anything prior to that, there were on other stations and stuff. They are in our, they are divided up into three websites, and you can go view that as well. So we're pretty busy on things, but just to let you know, that was the webinar, and that was the pastor's conference that I was part of last week. It was awesome. It was awesome, and I got to make myself more available to do things like that, more available to be part of things like that. And it's difficult at some times, but I have another conference, a pastor's meeting that we're going to on the 11th, I think, or 12th of this month. It's the 12th, and we're going to have some good stuff on that. In fact, we may even cut into the show and do a show from there. So I want you all to be prepared and be ready, because we're going to be having some people. But let me tell you about my book real quick, Almost Out of Grace. It's a good book. People have been reading it. I want to cover some material out of it, but we'll save it for Friday's show or the relationship day, or maybe on Tuesday or Thursday we can go over it. And I have a lady that's reading it right now. Her name is Molly, and she told me that she really loved the book. She's on page 49 from the last time I talked to her, so she's midway through, and she said that she's just really understanding the objective of this entire book is telling people how to have a successful dating relationship, but also married relationship. In fact, she told her husband, and I'm going to tell you this straight off top of how it came out, how she, her husband told me that his, that this book, he hates it. He hates it because it's making her realize how much more he got to love her. That's a testimony. That's an awesome testimony. In fact, she would not let him go to bed last night until he promised to her that the next night that he will be there, not only in mind, body, and spirit, but also there romantically for her, and that he made a date with her to make love with his wife. Isn't that awesome? Yes, I said that on the air. Isn't that awesome? He made an appointment. She made him make an appointment with her to make love. That's his wife, and she's reading this book, and obviously she's getting things in there, and I'm trying to read where she got that out of my book, but the truth is, you're going to want what your heart wants, and she wants attention and love, and this book is fixing it. Now, these people are in the older ages. I'm not talking about a young couple here. I'm talking at least 60, maybe. At least 60, something like that. And these guys are older, and this book has helped them. You know, I thought it was just for young people, but this book is touching older people too. I'm telling you, Almost Out of Grace, available on Midwatch with the Rev or Amazon.com, RelationshipSeries.com, any of my websites. You can buy it at RevMinistries.com. I'm telling you, this book right here. Go to your bookstore. If you don't want to buy it online, go to your bookstore and tell them you want Almost Out of Grace by David Yanez. They can get this book, and they'll get it for you. It is amazing who it's touching. That's just one of the off-the-wall testimonies, and I love it. I love it. I thank y'all for listening. I really do. I pray that you're here tomorrow. We're going to be talking about other things as well. God bless you, my friends. We'll see you next time on The Midwatch. Thank you.